Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People here live on WGH Talk. How you doing today? The sun is shining, but our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is shining much brighter than that sun out there. And He is the one responsible for this beautiful day in Marion, Ohio. Hi, my name is Linda Sims, and like I said, the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download on any electronic device an app called TuneIn. Once you download TuneIn, scroll down to the search section and type in WWGH, and you will be able to take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. And not only that, on the address www.wwgh1071.com, you can also scroll down to the black bar, white arrow, tap on that, and you can hear the show live. Or you can scroll down to Linda Sims, Voice of a People, and go into my archives and pull up different shows, not by title but by date. Or you can call in during a live broadcast anytime. We are live on the air by calling 740-383-9944 if you have questions or would just like to be a part of our conversation today. I would like to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC of 1325 North Main Street of Marion, Ohio. Phone there 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce, every third Saturday of every month. This one takes place June the 17th. So mark your calendar, share this information with friends, neighbors, and family if they have need of free produce. Marion Minority Commission will be hosting a walk-a-thon this Friday at the Marion YMCA. You can pledge to walk outside or inside. I think they have 1 mile, 2 miles, or 3 miles. They will have t-shirts available to purchase for Juneteenth celebration. This starts at 6 until 7:30 p.m. Hopefully we will see a lot of you there. Last walkathon we had about 40 participants throughout the city of Marion, Ohio, and we're hoping to super exceed that number this year. So I'm saying thank you for those of you who will take time to be a part of our walkathon. Also, we have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which is a faith-based program in our local and county Marion City Schools, or Marion Schools, and North Union County Schools, the Good News Clubs. So if you're interested in your children or grandchildren being a part of that, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. Now, school is out right now, but they will be starting up again in October. And not only that, well, she is our guest today. I would like to share this thought with you. Thought like stars. Think elevated thoughts, and your thoughts become like stars. Hold elevated thoughts in your mind, and thoughts like stars become bright and luminous. When your mind becomes like the clear starry night, your thoughts like stars will brighten your mood and illuminate your world.
That's pretty bright.
Yeah. It was short and sweet, right? To the point, right?
And while you're thinking, or while you're looking at those stars, or thinking of those, your thoughts should be like the stars to illuminate the way in the world. Remember who created those stars.
Oh, amen.
And really focus on the Creator.
Yes.
And your life will be illuminated.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. God is so good.
He is, Linda. He is.
He is a present help in the time of trouble and need. Like right now, right?
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes. Yes. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, Cheryl, the summer, because we're right here at the summer, the fair's coming up, probably the 5 day clubs, but how have you been enjoying your time off so far?
So far, I am promoting two county partnership breakfasts.
Okay.
One for Marion County, which is coming up next Thursday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that.
Okay.
And I'm promoting one in Hancock County. Because, you know, Child Evangelism Fellowship is the ministry that hosts the Good News Clubs during the school years.
Right.
During the summer months, we do the 5 day clubs, and we are a presence in the county, different county
right.
fairs. There's also a group of Christian men and women who are going to be hosting a Praise Fest August 12th, and we'll be a part of that. It'll be at Founders Park, and there'll be a little bit more
downtown.
Right, right.
Okay.
It'll be August 12th from 1 to 4, where men and women who would like to participate, you know, they can get a hold of myself or Bob Goyer. I don't know if I have Bob's number. Yes, I do. Hold on just a second.
And it says a praise-a-thon.
A praise fest.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if that's going to be the official title of it right now, but, you know, it's in the making, and we do know the date is going to be August 12th. Bob Goyer's, his number is 740-225-9102. So if anyone's interested in contacting Bob to learn a little bit more about it, maybe
right.
they want to promote it within their church or their sphere of influence, you know, and it's all about the church.
Right, right.
The gospel, and, you know, how we should be one voice within the church that is founded on biblical principles and on that Jesus is the way.
Amen.
So, and that's what Child Evangelism Fellowship is too. Mm-hmm. We're founded on God's word. We've been tried and tested since 1937. And so, you know, Jesus is the way.
Yes, he is.
That's our firm belief. And we teach love. We teach God's love. Just
right.
like about the stars and how bright our thoughts should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our thoughts shouldn't be focused on the star, but it should be on the creator of the star.
Amen.
Who made those, right? So, school is done. Yes, school is done, and we had great attendance this year. excuse me. Chapter-wide, we were able to reach out to 1,300 to 1,500 children.
Wow.
Chapter-wide.
That's great.
And we had 60-some salvations, dedicated salvations, and 23 of those came from our county,
okay.
Marion County.
Wow.
So we were a third of that.
Okay.
So, you know, our people are dedicated to teaching God's word, and the kids respond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids respond. And that's not out of hate, and that's not out of intimidation
right,
or
right.
fear. We are just letting them know that God has a plan for each and every one of us.
Right, he sure does.
And he wants us to lift us out. He wants to lift us out of the sin, the sin nature that we have. Now, and you know, Linda, yourself, you know that God can even lift us out of our circumstances.
Yes, he can.
But it doesn't mean he will.
That's true.
And when we're teaching the children, we teach them that God loves them, that they're very special. But we all have something in our hearts that keeps us away from God, and that's sin.
Yes, yes.
And then we start talking to them on their level as to what is sin. And plus, we want to make sure that they realize that it's not just because we ask Jesus into our life, our sin is forgiven. That darkness in our heart is scrubbed away through the blood of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean we won't face hard times.
That's true.
It doesn't mean that our brother and sisters won't still pick on us, or we'll get picked on at school,
right,
or whatever, because God doesn't always work that way.
Oh, yeah, because we're in this world.
That's exactly right. So, but we want the children to understand
yes.
that God is still there. It's just because the sin is still in the world,
mm-hmm.
we're still going to have times where we have to walk through a trial, but we don't have to walk through it by ourselves.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
So that's the wrapping up of the Good News Clubs. And you're right, the fair's coming up. Mm-hmm. And we always have a presence there. And well, we like to minister to the children. But the parents will listen just as much, yes. Which is fun to watch. It's fun to watch them be drawn in to the story of God's plan.
Yes.
You know.
So true.
And then we also have, like I said, August 12th, we'll have a presence there at the Founders Park, mm-hmm. sharing what CEF does and sharing the story of God's plan.
Right.
Now, next week, though, next Thursday, we're going back to the partnership breakfast. I'll be contacting. In fact, I sent out a text to several people. I've already contacted people by email a couple of times. The pastors, the senior pastors, the youth pastors, the heads of missions or outreach. You know, I have sent out invitations by email. And so today I went ahead and sent out a text to some of those pastors who I had on my address book and to also friends of CEF mm-hmm. because I know that they like to have follow-up. You know, they want to know the details.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what this partnership breakfast is all about, is sharing with them what we have done mm-hmm. and what we hope to do in the near future.
Yes.
About keeping the gospel in the schools. Mm-hmm. And Mike Todd, our director of our chapter, will be coming down to speak to them and share some videos with them. But it'll be hosted next Thursday from 8 to 10 at Cornerstone Alliance Church in their fellowship hall, which is very easy to find. It's right beside their kitchen. And let me see. Yeah, Cornerstone Alliance Church. Next Thursday, that's June 15th, 8 to 10. And if any of your listeners are interested in learning a little bit more about CEF, they are more than welcome to come.
Right.
But they need to let me know.
You said next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
June
15th.
15th.
Uh-huh. But they need to let me know so that I can make sure I have enough food for everybody.
Right.
I mean, I like to feed people. And so I want to make sure there's enough food.
They probably want to eat too, right?
Yeah.
So if you want
since
to eat.
Since it's a breakfast.
Right.
But my number is 740-262-0939. 262-0939. And also I want to make sure to give, Mike will be calling me next week to say, mm-hmm. okay, how many people do we have coming?
Right.
So that he can have information ready for them.
Right, right. Wow.
Yep. So it's a busy time.
It is a busy time. And time goes by so fast. Do we get anything done? Running here, running there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gosh. Exactly. I know. We do get things done. It's just, do we have to redo them? It's like laundry.
Yes. Don't even mention that. Gosh.
You know, you do it, you have to redo it.
Yes.
Yesterday, my husband and I were out. And we have a grandson, an adult grandson under our roof right now. And we were out in our strawberry patch. Now, my husband is from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And he has always wanted a strawberry patch. And so, mm-hmm. now, wanting and knowing how to actually have it flourish is another thing.
Right.
Well, 2 years ago, we went ahead... 3 years ago, we went ahead and bought some strawberries from our younger grandson and his fundraiser from school. Mm-hmm. So we had these plants, and we plant them, and they have just taken over. I mean, all by themselves. So we have this patch that is probably 8 feet across, no rows in the middle, Linda. So, and then, you know, it's another 15 in depth, right?
Right.
Last year, we're just... picking these strawberries, beautiful strawberries, and I'm like, honey, let's cut a path right through the middle. Oh, no, can't do that. I'm like, well, we've got to, because I'm out there in the middle of this patch on a chair picking,
right,
so that I don't squash any of the strawberries. Well, he didn't And then I came up with a plan of how to transplant them.
Right, right.
After they had produced, could not see it. He just couldn't see it. It was my vision. He couldn't see it. Yesterday we're out there, and he goes, "We've got to do something about these." I'm like, "You think?"
Brainstorm,
I said,
right.
"Wasn't last year enough?" So we're out there and we're struggling picking these. We only have half one picked, and I have a medium-sized cooler full that is waiting for me when I go home. I'll be making jam, strawberry jam.
My.
I'll bring some in the next time.
Okay.
And so he's home cleaning those up so I can get that done. But tonight I'll be out there again picking, trying to finish up a picking for the first time.
Oh, my.
Now, we should have probably two more pickings off of this. And but the thing is, he is saying now, you know, we need to divide these.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a plan of action.
Okay.
Of what to do. And he's listening.
Oh, yeah, because now it's his idea, right?
That's right. So, yes. So isn't this like people?
Yes.
When we are talking to them about the Lord.
Oh, my. Yes.
And you know, how many times do we try to explain to them, if you want to see results, change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And they just go on about their merry way.
Yes.
And they still get into the same trouble. They still get into the same problems. They still get into the same snags, shortage of money, or whatever.
Whatever.
You know?
That's so true.
And until they are willing to listen, the right questions aren't asked.
That's right.
But as Christians, we are still putting ourselves out there, sharing the light.
Yes.
Allowing God to illuminate through our words.
Right.
And our thoughts.
That's
and
true.
And our actions.
Yes.
So, yeah. Praise God he saw the light on the strawberries.
Now he wants all your ideas, right?
No.
To make it better.
That would be nice.
To make that strawberry patch better.
Yeah,
more
there
productive.
You go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So, we'll get that straightened out, and Lord willing, next year they'll produce and won't be nearly as hard to
reap.
To reap. That's exactly right. Or as time consuming. And you know, that's also a thing too. It's like so many times we waste our precious time of the day. And I'm really bad because my organization skills I'm good at, but I have got to get my paper organization skills.
Oh, tell me about it.
Put together, because so many times you start to do a project and we waste time finding the materials we need.
Gosh, I know.
To accomplish it, and so we just aren't as productive for the Lord as we could be or as we should be.
No, and I'm like, I know I had a thought, I know I wrote it down, where did I put it, what tablet is it in? What folder is it in? You know, like, what container is it in? Because, you know, I have to do this transition, getting married and everything, and just, I had so much stuff. Do you know I had a sheet on everybody I've interviewed since 2014?
Oh, wow.
In my house.
Uh-huh.
What we talked about, the day, time, all that, what the thought of the day was. Could you imagine how many papers that was?
So, did you keep it?
I couldn't keep it all. Where was I going to keep it? I wish I had a mansion. I could have kept it, just had a room of, you know, just...
No, Linda. We'd fill that mansion up with junk, too. I mean, we would fill it up with stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Some things, you know, I think that we hold so dear to our heart. And I did. I thought, who does that? You know, just have a sheet on everybody I've interviewed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so proud of that. And when I looked at that and I thought, where's it going to go? And there was nowhere to go. Along with many other things, I had to come to realization, I can't be stuck on anything so much that I can't depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's what happens with a lot of people when it's time to come to Christ. There's so many things they're not willing to let go of, you know.
Right.
And he says, just come as you are. I'll help you with that. You just come. You know, we think that we have to get ourselves ready. We got to be perfect. We got to stop drinking, smoking, fornicating, lying, stealing. We got to stop all these things before we come to Christ. Well, if we could stop all those things before we came
to Christ, we wouldn't need Christ.
We would not need Christ, right?
That's right.
But that's what people think. I'm not ready. You know, I got to get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. I've said those words before in the past.
Right. I think we probably all have. You know, or unfortunately, we're at the point where they can't differentiate between right and wrong. You know, every school meeting that we have with the children, we are to finish the club time with an invitation
right.
of salvation. Well, I wasn't led. Maybe we shared about this on the last time we spoke, but I was not led to do that
mm-hmm.
because I knew my club was not ready for that.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want any of those children to walk through a prayer of salvation mm-hmm. because they wanted to please me.
Right.
Mrs.
Right.
Lee.
That's right.
And so finally, it had came up to the end. My helper and I, we were going to stop the Tuesday before their spring break, which would have been like the last week of March.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to stop because that's when my lesson plan stopped, which was great timing. And when you come back after spring break, it's hard to pull the kids back in.
Right.
Plus, they're doing spring activities and stuff like that. So it just seemed like a real good place to stop. But Linda, God spoke to me, and he says, no, I'm going to adjust that plan.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go back in the following Tuesday because their spring break was the week, and then they had a week of school, and then it was Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I want you to go back in the following Tuesday and teach them about my son.
Mm.
And so I called my helper, my volunteer, and I said, Linda, what do you think about going back in? I said, because it's so close to Easter.
Right.
I just feel led to go back in and just really focus on the Easter message.
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay. So we went back in, and the little package of information I gave them was a couple of tracts I had about the wordless book, how,
right.
you know, gold is about God, and you go through that the gold is about God and about heaven. And the golden streets that we'll walk someday, because mm-hmm. God says in His Word. But there's something that keeps us from God, and we all are born into it. It's nothing that we've done, but it's something that we live within,
right.
and it is part of us. And that's the darkness of our heart called sin.
Right.
However, God knew so many years ago, when his first man and woman, Adam and Eve, listened to Satan rather than him and disobeyed him, he knew that. And he had a plan. Right from that beginning, he had a plan for our salvation. To take away the bad things that we do.
Right.
So that we can be in his presence someday. And that was through the blood of Jesus. And that's the red part of the book. And how Jesus died on the cross for us.
Mm-hmm.
That he was the Lamb of God. And he took all the sin of the world on him so that any of us who wanted to have our sins removed could trust him to do
right.
that and
right.
ask him to do that. And then, of course, there's a white page. And that white page is once we trust Jesus and we've asked him to forgive us of our sins,
right.
once we repent from our sins because we're sorry we've done those things,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jesus will scrub that darkness out of our heart and make us white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't stop there, though, because we have a green page.
Right.
And Jesus wants us to continue growing, just like a best friend. If you're talking to your best friend or you're seeing your best friend, you can't wait to see your best friend on the bus or at school.
Right.
That's the way Jesus wants to be. He wants you to anticipate his next visit. He wants you to be his mm. best friend and talk to him.
Yes.
By prayer and get to know him by reading God's word.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk them through that. And that's what the whole message was about how Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And, you know, so we had pamphlets for them and other things that they could take home and read at their leisure or share with their parents. But, Linda, at one point, I'm right in the middle of the floor with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, now, I know some of you have asked Jesus, because some of them have gone to church, and throughout the year, right. Some have talked about being baptized, and some of them talked about how they asked Jesus into their life. And I said, but others of you, you haven't, and maybe this is a time when you would like to ask mm-hmm. Jesus, because we have talked about God's love all year long. Mm-hmm. And five young girls came to the Lord that day. That's why God instructed me to go back And you know, when we were cleaning up the room, because we always put the chairs back and stuff, the oldest girl, she was in fourth grade, because we'll have her back next year. She did a big sigh to Miss Linda, and she says, I feel so much better. And Linda says, why is that? It's just because I just asked Jesus into my heart. And that, isn't that great confirmation? That is just the confirmation that every teacher,
right,
or of Sunday school, vacation Bible school, or whatever your ministry is, you just love to have that confirmation that that child really understands what they did.
Yes.
And so,
and what,
you know,
he did.
What he did. What,
yes.
Yeah, what, well, I meant what they did.
Right. To accept him.
To accept him, yes.
And
not, not the teacher.
How special it was what he did for them. You know,
exactly.
Dying for them.
Yep. Exactly.
Wow, that is something.
It is. And, you know, that's why we just keep going back every year to the schools, as long as we have the, as long as we have the doors open to us and we have that opportunity. Because, Linda, you know as well as I do that with this current administration and with them, I think it has happened, but there's talk about how Christians, conservatives and Republicans may be labeled homeland terrorists. Yeah. So there is, that may have already been written into homeland policy, or it may be in the process. Mm. So, you know,
I had not heard that, not yet.
I'll have to find out. I'll have to get the notes and stuff on it for you. But yeah, there is something going on in regards to that. Of that may be a strong possibility that we may be labeled.
Wow.
Yes, the church is under persecution, but people don't realize it. And so as long as we have the opportunity to be in these schools, we want to be there.
Of course.
Teaching these children.
Of course.
And you know, they're also trying to say that the Bible is hate speech. And they are banning it from some libraries and stuff like that.
Really?
But that is the ignorance. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Right.
I used to think that my people perish for lack of knowledge was because we didn't know his word.
Right.
But it goes deeper than that.
It does.
My people perish for lack of knowledge because they're not paying attention to what's going on around us.
They reject it.
They reject God's word.
Mm-hmm.
But then look what's going on
right. Socially
and politically and stuff.
Yes.
They just want to be a ostrich with their head in the sand. They want to just deal with their children and their grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but your children and your grandchildren are affected by all these policies that are being made by the people that we voted in,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, and by these organizations like the WHO or the WEF, who are self-appointed people.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know, and it just goes on and on about the artificial intelligence that's going on. The kids are slammed with that.
Yes.
You know, and so are the adults. I mean,
true.
Linda, you know, and I know 10, 15 years ago, parents weren't parenting.
Right.
You know, they left so many of the kids watching TV, and that was their parenting skills.
Remember the Lockkey kids that came home to an empty house?
Yes, exactly.
Parents weren't there working.
And now it's the parents aren't parenting because they're so involved in all these electronics and stuff.
Yes.
The artificial intelligence is such a monster that has snared people into this web to where there is lured them to sleep.
They're, wow.
You know, excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So it is just...
That AI, I have a guest that's coming tomorrow, and he's always talking about that AI. And I don't know why I haven't been paying attention to that, or, you know, but he says that is...
Yeah, it is like a locomotive
out
of control.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. You'll be really amazed. I had worked up a sheet of acronyms, and I had 13 on there. And out of those 13, only one was God made. That was DNA. The rest of them, the AI, the chat GPT, I think it is, and then the GPT-4, you had the mRNA, you had the WEF, you had the HOA, the WHO. Every one of these, they are working together to undermine God and to totally destroy his creation.
Right.
You know, so in my opinion, they're all evil. Mm-hmm. The CDC, the Center of Disease Control, really showed how corrupt they were in the pandemic, you know, with their guidelines of how to take care of people with COVID. The things that they were telling people how to take care of people in the hospitals was actually killing them. And sidebar on that one. I'll stop there. But anyways,
did you think that was intentional, or just they just didn't know what to do?
Oh, the CDC, they knew what to do, and yeah, I believe it was intentional. In the COVID, patents, it's listed as a biowarfare, or a bioweapon. Sorry about the warfare, but it's a bioweapon, which is a warfare against humanity. And this stuff is coming out. It is out there for those who are listening.
There's a lot of stuff out there,
yeah.
I do know that.
Yeah, and it is, I mean, it's from their documents, you know, so it's not so-and-so said or pastor said. It's out there for anyone who wants to pull it up and look at it.
Right.
Well, some of it has been scrubbed because, you know,
right.
They take a lot of it off. But yeah, I do believe it was intentional. I had a brother-in-law who went into the hospital with with COVID. And my sister works with dialysis. She works at a dialysis facility. And so she understands what some of these medicines do to your liver and how they shut you down and stuff. And they had him on those. And she fought, you know, to get him off that. And they're like, well, this is what the CDC recommends. She goes, you know as well as I do that what it does. And, you know, so if I honestly believe, had she not been there, he would have been dead. And as well as they know that these now reports are coming out that this was the wrong procedure. So it's alarming.
I agree with that, because I think doctors, through the CDC and things that they have approved for different, like high blood pressure or retention or just mood swings, mood drugs, no matter what you're going through or what your condition may be, some of these drugs are multifaceted and they use one drug for different things. But when you look at that piece of paper they give you with all the side effects, you know.
Right.
And this can happen and that can happen. And they take it anyway. And then on down the line, you're taking these drugs like every day. Instead of trying to tell people walk more, you know, or drink more water. And even if we would listen, just the little things that, you know, can help keep us healthier and away from drugs and away from pills, we wouldn't be like that, you know. Doctor tried to give me something, and it said it could cause, when I got on the paper, the first thing I saw was warning. It even had the ingredients and all that first, and warnings is usually in the right column, right? It started out in the left column, warning. It could cause heart attack. It could do this. It could do that. Even though he said, well, just take a half a tablet. Now, it's up to me whether I want to take this half a tablet, right?
Correct. Uh-huh.
And it's up to you to be educational about what people are doing or giving you for certain things. If I had taken that and had a heart attack, I mean, I could blame them, right?
Right, but the warning was right there.
It was right there. So yeah. Why give that to me, you know? I had a doctor give me a blood pressure pill, lisinopril, and I read the, I don't want to take pills. I hate pills, okay? I hate medicine. So what I did was I looked at the instructions, and it said that it wasn't even recommended for African-American people.
Wow.
So I was taking it before, and I looked at that, and I had already created a cough from this high blood pressure medicine. So I go back to him and say, why would you even prescribe this to me? You know, since I am black.
Yeah.
Considered African-American person, you know. But he took me off. But you know, that cough lingered for almost a year from that drug.
I remember you having that cough. I did not realize that.
It was a bad cough.
Yeah.
It was from that high blood pressure medicine.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
But see, there again, that's my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And you did your due diligence and you were reading about it.
Yes. And I try to do it for everything anymore, Cheryl, because these multifaceted drugs have terrible side effects. Mm-hmm. Your liver, your kidneys, your sight, even your sexual libidos and all that kind of stuff. It can lower your sexual desires and all that. So we do have to be careful and mindful and alert.
Right.
Of what's going on in our bodies. So what's going to happen when the next pandemic comes?
Well, if the WHO gets their way, and if, and praise God, I think countries are waking up, and they're saying no. You know, there are some people trying to stand up and say no, because if all these countries give their sovereignty, or, see, again, the Biden administration is saying, sure, we'll go ahead and we'll give our medical health care over to the WHO. So the WHO can then tell you how you're going to take care of your people. So it's a one world. They'll be over the world. That's scary, isn't it?
Oh, it's been coming a long time.
Yeah, and that's real scary.
Yes, one world order.
That's right.
One world religion.
And people do not understand just how fragile they'll be when you have this organization and this one man making all the policies across the globe.
Oh.
So, you know, and there again, that's another bit of staying involved. Listening, seeing how these acronyms affect you, because all of them touch you.
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe not directly, but somebody
you know.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And so
that's why the Lord says watch therefore and pray.
That's right.
You know, so we have to do that, and not only people far away from us, what about people close to us, you know, and trying to get their attention and get them to be alert and to see what's coming on the world, because it seems like they don't understand it's not going to always be like this.
Well, that's it. You know, like they kept saying through the pandemic, when the new normal. Well, people have relaxed because they think, okay, COVID's over, you know, and so they're doing what they normally do, but the economy's going down. You know, you keep hearing of Amazon laying off thousands of people. Silicon Valley laid off thousands of people. Yes.
Amazon?
Amazon did. I know. It's crazy, isn't it? And UPS, I think it was, or one of the... Yeah, I think it was UPS. So, I mean, they're not just talking about hundreds, but you keep hearing about thousands being laid off and stuff like that. So, but yet, because it hasn't touched us yet, we're thinking everything's okay. Well, even the church family, Are they ready? Are they ready? Because if something does crash, or if the WHO, see, that's part of this link, the language in this treaty. If it's a treaty, they can bypass our Congress. And so that's how the sovereignty, our sovereignty will be given over to the WHO.
Right.
And so if they deem, see, they don't even have to have a pandemic. They just have to suspect a pandemic is on the rise. And they can shut, they can limit travel. They can do all this stuff. Doesn't that sound evil? I mean,
I don't know if it sounds evil. In a way, I think there is some protection in some of those procedures that they did set up.
But to only suspect that a pandemic, they don't have to have a pandemic on the rise. See, it's what I'm saying.
Right, right.
So that gives a lot of power to very few for the majority.
Yeah, well, government's always been in control.
Yeah, yeah.
They always have, and they have a lot of power.
But going back to my concern is that they do have a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
But our government will be giving this power over to someone else now, and that will be less power for the individuals, period. But going back to, you know, being in the schools at this time.
We're out of time
for
this hour. But we will be back. Yeah. Hold your seats. We will be back at 11:15 until top of the hour of 12 noon. Cheryl Lee and Linda Sims are on the Voice of the People on WGH Talk. And don't forget that we stream live on www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download a free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device WWGH, or call in during our live broadcast 740-383-9944. Till next time, be blessed.